Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 242. A Marvelous Passage in Philippians. There is a marvelous passage in Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8, to ponder. The birth of a baby in Bethlehem made no impact on the world at that time, but the message in this passage did make an impact. Paul was the first one who clearly saw the significance of that birth in the stable. He talks about the mind that was in Christ Jesus before he came to this earth as a baby. And then Paul begs us to let that mind be in us, to think and to feel as Christ did when he was in the highest place possible, the form of God. Take a look at the seven steps that the mind of Christ motivated him to take. 1. To lay aside his equality with God with all its glory. 2. Emptied himself, gave up his reputation, what we usually fight for. 3. Took slavery upon himself, King James Version. 4. Stepped down low so as to be made in the reality of humanity. 5. And then he humbled himself still further. Is there anyone reading this was who was born in a stable with the chickens, cows, goats, and donkeys? 6. Then he became obedient to the second death, the only person in all history who has done so. And finally, 7. Endured the death of the cross. And that was not mere physical pain and social shame. It was the death that involved enduring the curse of God. In other words, it was the very same hell that Jesus described when he spoke of being cast into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, says Paul, ponder this. Let your mind dwell on those seven steps. The Holy Spirit is right now is pleading with you, look. Think about this. He's trying his best to pour into your soul this glorious truth, like you pour a delicious drink into a glass. Don't cover the glass with your hand so it can't be poured in. Let this mind be in you. The Holy Spirit will give it to you if you permit Him. That's good news.